In my experience, questions related to the emotional experience of the children are the most challenging. It can be tricky not to get pulled into someone else's interpretation of what's going on with them. And your own emotional projections may also distort the information you receive. If you feel that what you received was simply a projection of your own thoughts, ask the collective consciousness of the children to help you distance yourself from the question and ask again. Here are the most frequent responses that I've received regarding the emotional body questions. These responses are by no means comprehensive, just frequent. Question 1. Why do these children cry over the simplest things or for no reason at all? Response. The sensory system of these children is overwhelmed all the time due to the degree of information that they have access to. If we were taking in the same volumes of information that they are, day in and day out, we too would cry for no apparent reason. Question 2. Why do energetically sensitive children rage? Response. This has to do, at least in part, to the energy they take in from the collective. Much of this is collective mirroring. It only takes a year or two on this planet to realize that human beings are not always kind, loving, and compassionate. These children, from other places and spaces, find it hard to tolerate the degree of inhumanity that takes place here. This has nothing to do with their parents, but is related to what they energetically absorb just by being on the planet. Question 3. Energetically sensitive children do not seem to be able to make friends. Why is that? Response. In some cases, it has to do with a vibrational mismatch. Neurotypical children commonly have been conditioned into a fear-based vibration, which is uncomfortable for high vibrational children. Children diagnosed with autism, especially, may find it more comfortable to be with small children because, neurotypical or not, they still hold a strong frequency of love because they've not been here long enough to be conditioned into fear. I have also heard that because these children are more focused on what they are here to do multidimensionally, they have their focus on friends in other worlds. Question 4. Why do nonverbal children become close to certain members of the family and not others? Response. Like the response about friends, this has to do with the energy that the person is putting out. If love, appreciation, and acceptance for the child is being offered, then it makes sense that that child would warm to that person over someone who is irritated, worried, or always trying to fix them. Question 5. Does puberty have anything to do with increased aggression, and if so, why? Response. The short answer is yes. Energetically sensitive children during puberty have naturally reached a time when their biochemistry is changing due to hormonal shifts, which makes it much more challenging for them to hold back their emotions. Remember, by this time in their life, they've been processing other people's emotional energy for a decade and a half. Helpful hint. Trusting what you receive always creates a greater connection between you and the collective consciousness of the children. So trust yourself, trust them, and trust your connection. The following are frequently asked questions related to dimensional and soul concerns. These questions can take you into uncharted territory, so be open and willing to explore down the rabbit hole as the collective consciousness of the children attempt to educate you in the ways of multidimensional reality. Just a reminder, as a means of additional practice, I do suggest that you find someone who will let you share your skills with them. Again, set it up so that someone you trust can give you a question to check in on, provide them with your responses, and ask for their feedback. This is the fastest way to learn to trust what you're receiving. Here are your practice questions for the collective consciousness of the children related to the dimensional and soul experience. Number 1. These children seem to read minds. Is that happening, and how? Number 2. Where are these children when they're not present here? Number 3. Why do these children choose such a hard life? Number 4. What dimension or reality are these children from? Number 5. What are these children consciously aware of, and why don't they share their awareness directly with us? Be willing to go where the children lead during these questions, and you might be amazed. These children have awareness of realms and realities that make us reevaluate what it actually means to be human.